Welcome to Embracing the Muse. I'm your host, Sally Jean Fox, the author of Meeting the Muse After Midlife. And I'm on a quest to discover and understand how we can live our richest, most meaningful, and creative lives at any age, and especially as we age. And I'll be interviewing island creatives to discover what they can share with us about the highs and lows, ups and downs, and possibilities of living and sustaining a creative life. Well, I have some exciting news for you today, especially in the Vashon cultural creative scene. Umo's Red Tiger Tales is going to China. And I have two of the organizers, the director and producer, Elizabeth Klobe and Charlotte Tinken, are with me today to talk about everything that it's taken to produce this incredible opportunity, and also to tell you a little bit more about the piece itself, which comes with a really rich history. So first of all, thank you for being here, and I am so excited for you.
Thank you, Sally. We're so excited.
Thank you, Sally.
And I understand that the passports have just come.
Yes.
Right?
Yay! Yes. Everything's clear. Visas, everything. Work permits. It's all there.
It's no small feat because, I mean, all the steps that have gone into this, you know, having your remarkable piece accepted into an arts festival in China, that's already a huge step. Mm-hmm. But then there was the whole piece of getting funding. And then losing your funding because, of course, all the NEA international grants,
travel grants, were
wiped out in the beginning of this year. But you guys came through and you...
The Vashon community really came through. We did a GoFundMe sponsored by Vashon Rep, and the Vashon community stepped up and we met our goal to the letter.
That is incredible because no small feat. There are eight of you going, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I should also acknowledge, because we'll be talking about Umo's production, but the collaboration with the Vashon Rep has been absolutely essential to this. So, Charlotte, I understand that one of the pieces that helped this happen was you had a connection in China. Could you tell me about that?
I will try to do it in as short as possible. This is a long story, Sally. I was invited to attend an arts festival in China in 2011. And this was through Theater Communications Group, which is an organization that supports professional theaters throughout the United States. And so I went to China to this festival. It was in Xiamen, China. And it was a festival of Japanese, Korean, and Chinese theater. And it was incredible. And I thought I was going with like a group of people from America. Well, it turns out I was the only American there. And the person who was my translator and who made sure I had everything I needed and took care of me was this wonderful man named Wan Ling. And Wan Ling is the director of the Chinese Theater Association, which is a government agency that supports cultural exchange among theaters throughout the world. And Wan Ling is the greatest person. He speaks fluent English, just the nicest guy you ever want to meet. And we became great friends. And so ever since then, he's been in touch with me about various and sundry things. And he will say, who do you know that can come and do this? And who do you know that can come and do this? And he and his wife and his mother came to visit on Vashon and had dinner with my husband and me, and they hung out on Vashon. They rented a house. It was great. And since then, I've been back. He arranged in 2015 or 16, 15, summer of 2015, I was invited to go back to China and direct a production of Romeo and Juliet at one of the theaters in Fuzhou, China, professional theater in Fuzhou. And so I went to Fuzhou and I directed Romeo and Juliet. It was all done in Chinese, and I don't speak Chinese. So I had this incredible translator who kind of walked me through directing that. And that was a whole nother conversation. That experience was like, I can't even tell you what that experience was like. So I spent a month in Fuzhou directing Romeo and Juliet. And then after that, in 2018, I took a play for young people that was through Vashon High School, It was a play by my friend Brian Willis, and we took it to a festival for young people in Shenzhen, China. And that was when Stephen Floyd was at the high school, and Stephen went, and three high school students went, and we did this production at a festival in Shenzhen. So I've been going back and forth to
you
China.
You have quite a history. This isn't a one-night stand. This is a multi-year venture.
It's been incredible.
I was hearing just before that he said something to you like, do you happen to know any physical theater group that might want to travel to China?
About a year and a half ago, he contacted me and said just that. I'm looking for a physical theater company from the U.S. that might want to come to China to this new festival that we're doing and Ji Chang. And who do you know? And I was like, I know somebody. So that's when I contacted Elizabeth and said, do you guys want to go to China? They were hoping that we could come to last year's festival, but they got in touch way too late. And we didn't have enough time.
The funding was just, prohibitive at that point.
So I said to him, I said, we can't come because we don't have the money. But if we could come in a year, then that'll give us the time to raise the funds to be able to come.
Yeah. So you probably got on your grant writing wagon.
We did. We did. And we did a nice, a Mid-Atlantic NEA grant, and then, which we were set to receive. And then all of those grants were canceled.
A Mid-Atlantic?
That's what it's called, the travel grants.
I see, because we're so far from grants. Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
So you got on, you got the grant, and then... Mm-hmm.
And then they were canceled.
The money went away.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. But then you guys didn't stop.
No, we said, we'll figure it out. We're going to raise it anyway. Mm-hmm. And we did.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it's great to have two organizations that have such an amazing track record.
We do. And it's just that collaboration. It's like, and one of our donors, I won't mention their name, but one of our donors was so impressed by the number of folks that were already on our GoFundMe list that they were moved to match whatever we were unable to meet by the end of the fundraising program. So, and it was specifically because of the large breadth of folks who were participating in this project. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And just in case anybody doesn't know, and I can't imagine that, but UMO is a physical theater group that has been on the island for
33 years.
Wow. 33 years.
Yeah.
And has an amazing track record of performances. Have you been abroad before?
We have, yes. This will be the second or third time, I think. I think the troupe before I joined went to Romania for a tour and also to the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland.
Yeah. So tell me about Red Tiger Tales, because it's been a signature piece in your repertoire.
It has. Yes, Janet McAlpin is the artistic instigator for the piece. I directed it. Liam White sort of coalesced and put together all of the writings and then wrote some of it himself. The piece is based on ancient teaching tales, and it's sort of a series of vignettes of sort of clown seekers, we call them, who are sort of seeking for the way, seeking for how to get on in life. What is the way, the path? And of course, comedy and hilarity ensues. Of course, they're red-nosed clowns. So all of these crazy antics, in the air, on the ground, with masks, juggling, all of that stuff.
And it was designed to have red-nosed clowns in traditional Chinese garb, right?
Asian influenced costuming, which is another sort of an interesting note, because we did this in 2011. Cultural appropriation was not a big thing in our awareness at that time. So we had these beautiful, Asian styled costumes that I actually designed. And we wore them. We wore them for at least a decade in shows. And then we had another booking for it this last year. And we all looked at each other and we're like, these might not be appropriate anymore. Because we don't have any Asian folks in our cast. So we decided to reinvent the costuming. We had them be a little more neutral. And so that's what we have now. But when we approached our counterparts in China, we showed them both photos of the new, more neutral costumes and the original Asian-inspired costumes. They really, really wanted us to do the first round of costumes, which is, interesting.
It is interesting, and it makes me wonder, how do you know? Who's the arbiter? in right. what's culturally appropriate.
Exactly. Right. Well, that's why we went directly to the source and we asked them.
And that's the thing I love so much about the relationship I have with Wan Ling is that I feel comfortable in being able to approach him and say, tell me if this is appropriate or not. Yeah. And he will be honest, which is really great.
Yes.
Well, the play itself has a long track record because mm-hmm. we were talking about it dates from 2011.
And we've, you know, toured it many different places at Arts West and Kirkland and Mount Vernon. And we did it at ACT a number of times. And I was telling you earlier that we did a whole run where we bussed in folks from South Seattle, students from South Seattle who were, you know, in schools that don't normally get a chance to see theater and have those kind of opportunities. When I approached the teachers, they said...
Well, let me just do a side okay. note, because Sorry. I think this was such a great story about noticing who doesn't get to see plays yeah. like yeah. this and making it, getting a grant to make yes. it possible for the students, mm-hmm. but then noticing on top of that, it's not just having money so that underprivileged or marginalized communities can get there or the kids can, but how do they get there?
Right. Yeah.
And you figured it out.
And so so that's when we did a Challenge America grant, which specifically serves underserved communities. And we paid for all of the busing to get all of the students to the theater. And then the teachers were like, okay, you've got busing, we'll come.
That's wonderful. And how were the kids with it? Did they enjoy it?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, it's a family-friendly, all ages show, which really wasn't our initial intention, but it just ended up being that way. So yeah, they loved it. They loved it. And they talked during it and asked questions. So I'm hoping, I have no idea how it's going to come across to a Chinese audience, but we will see. We will see.
Now nobody speaks Chinese in the cast, I assume.
Janet does.
She does?
Yes.
OMG.
Yes. Yeah. 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 That was one of her fields of study when she was in university.
The amazing Janet McAlpin.
Well, and it was also, I think, one of the primary inspirations for her even taking on this piece, like, because she is the creative instigator for the piece.
Will she do the introduction or do a little
That's
speaking?
That's a great question. I'm going to have to ask her about that.
Yeah. So how does it work when you're performing in China? Do you have somebody who's translating, or do you have a translation script so that people can kind of follow it, or how's that work?
There's going to be an interpreter, and I think we won't know exactly how it's going to work until we get there. But I think they're either going to have subtitles that will be up that people can read in Chinese, or they will have an interpreter that will interpret alongside what's being said. And we'll see what they decide.
Wonderful.
So, this will be the first time that a U.S. company has performed at this festival.
Yes, we'll be the wow. first ones. Yeah, which is
yeah,
kind of exciting.
Absolutely incredible. Now, it's too bad, and I don't want to get into politics except how do you not, that we've kind of gone back to demonizing China. You
right.
know, like with all this horrible tariff thing mm-hmm. and stuff. I think the cast that's being spread on China as if they're, I don't know what they are, but it's not nice, you know? And
right.
and yet, under the surface, there are all these incredible collaborations, and it's not
right.
like that at all. So is it weird going at this time when China is being demonized? And yeah.
Well, I've been calling this tour our Building Bridges with Art tour. Because I feel like the most important thing is human connection. And if we are actually with other human beings and connecting with them and making sort of, connections where we value each other and we can have some sort of a conversation, even if it's just a physical exchange, then I think that does a lot to sort of build these bridges and get through this kind of illusionary, you know, language that's been put out there about China. I mean, that, you know, I mean, like for example, in the same token, there's going to be all these other countries who are also represented there. So not only will we be communicating with the folks in China, but there are performances from Russian people, from Poland, from Romania, I think from France, from Spain, all these other countries that will get to put an actual real face on United States citizens, as opposed to just the speaker head that is yeah. in front of everything.
Although
right now,
he would qualify for buffoon,
right?
He would. Totally. Well, I just want to say that I've have loved every minute of my time in China. The people are the kindest people you will ever want to meet anywhere in the world. They are gentle. They're kind. They are supportive. They know that they can immediately look at us and know that we're Americans. But they are lovely, lovely people. And so it's not about the people of China. It's about the government.
Well, we have to remember that, too.
The same thing in the United States.
Right.
We hope that people, I have friends in Europe, and I hope they are remembering that I'm not that.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, that's why we're going.
Yeah.
Right. Now, to me, having a cultural exchange now is probably more important than any other time that we've ever been around in
Agreed.
The United States.
Agreed.
We have to get out there and talk to people.
Yeah.
Do you have any secret dreams of bringing a troop back here?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I mean, that is, in fact, this past summer, I did a cultural exchange with some Chinese students, high school students, where three of them came from China to perform in two of the shows that I did this summer of Vashon Rep. Mm-hmm. One was the stage manager for the Oscar play that we did, and one was in, both, two of them were in the Oscar play. And so it was incredible. It was incredible. They all spoke fluent English, of course, and their mothers came with them because they were underage, and it was wonderful. And I'm hoping to do that again next summer.
Yeah, yes. I was just thinking. I was at the Balkan event at VCA over the weekend, and it was amazing. And it was so wonderful, and it made you realize that when people get together with song and the arts and dance, barriers melt. Right. I mean, it's like the best. And and my heart was just so like, why don't we live like this?
Yes.
Why aren't we dancing together and improvising together and doing all this stuff where we can just be human and have those connections?
And I just want to say one of the things that I think is one of the most important pieces that we want to include here, Sally, is that we have a thank you send-off performance that we are doing on November 2nd at 2 p.m. at Open Space. And it is for free for the Vashon community.
Wow.
And it's just a big thank you. And we also got a very generous grant from 4Culture for audience support and for audience participation, Open Space did, which UMO is now a program of Open Space. So we really would love the Vashon audience to come out. It's very family friendly. It's just an hour five, 2 p.m. this Sunday. This Sunday, November 2nd.
A week from Sunday. Is that
I think it's 2 weeks. November 2nd is probably 2 weeks. Yes.
I don't want November to come in. So it's right before you go.
Yes. It'll be our final dress rehearsal performance before we go. And we really wanted to, it's important for us to have an audience so that we can have, really, authentic interaction because it's a very interactive show. And then we'll pack up and
go to China.
Yeah, and even though it's so generously free, you have the grant for it, it never hurts to remember that UMO and the Vashon Repertory Theater
donations
are
incredibly welcome at all times.
Yeah. Well, this is just like super exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to share or I've forgotten to ask you about this?
I'm just so thrilled that it's happening. I mean, I really, whenever you take on an adventure like this, it's like, well, we'll see, and especially now with the world like it is, it's like I really wasn't sure it was going to come through, and but it has, and I'm just so excited and thrilled, and can't wait to come back, and hopefully we can talk with you when we get back.
Oh, I'd love that. I want to hear about that.
That's one other thing. So UMO Ensemble, like if you do the Instagram, we're on Instagram, UMO Ensemble, and we will be doing a sort of a catalog story of our trip on Instagram for anyone who would like to follow us. We're going to be posting maybe every day, during our trip so we can sort of see what's happening.
I love that. And am I right that Red Tiger Tales has, the spirit of a quest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking Red Tiger Tales on the road can also have the spirit of a certain quest.
And what better place but China?
And
I mean, in my opinion.
And tell me again, where in China you are?
It's in Xichang, Xichang. It's a city way west, almost to Nepal.
Yeah.
So it's a way
south. So it's like southwest corner. Yes. Yeah. And we will be the first American performers there ever, I think. So.
And it's a beautiful city, from what I can tell. It's right close to the mountains, and it looks quite lovely. I've never been to that part of the country, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you get any time to play? Or you?
We do. We get 2 days to see other shows and to, you know, maybe have a little excursion.
Yeah. Well,
so we're very excited about that.
Hardly enough, but you get what you get.
I know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Unless there's something else you want to add in, I'll make sure that we highlight November 2nd, the send-off party for free at 2 o'clock at O Space. Thank you guys so much for coming today.
Oh, thank you, Sally. Thank you.
This is wonderful.
Very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're lovely. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to being back soon and bringing you another conversation with an island creative who can show you how it's possible to embrace your muse and live your richest and most creative life. Till then, thanks for joining us, and thanks to Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM for hosting this show. I'm your host, Sally Fox, and I look forward to being with you soon.